This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Thursday, October 21st. Well, another choppy day in cattle, and this time we were higher. So after seeing a day of lower, now we're higher. So basically for live cattle, we've been chopping sideways for several sessions now. In feeders, the markets had pulled back a little bit, but yesterday again we were higher. So we're not exactly in a very clear, defined pattern for either the lives or the feeders. And this kind of choppy back and forth with feeders just working their way lower, I think helps underscore that there is some support in this market. Buyers are stepping up on the brakes, and I do think we're still going to see that another leg up for both lives and feeders here in the short term over the next 2 to 3 weeks. In the cash trade yesterday, we were backing off a little bit from early firm trade in the Fed at 125 on Tuesday. We backed off to 124 yesterday, and that would have been unchanged from the previous week. Dress trade at 196 is also unchanged from last week. Box beef values were mixed, with choice down 85 cents. We're sitting at 280. Select was up 127 at 263. So the spread dropped 212. We're sitting at 1723. Movement was 128 loads. Slaughter rate so far at 362,000 head. That's equal with last week, and it's 1,000 ahead of a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 7 cents. We're sitting at 154.03. So the market probably pacing sideways here, waiting for the cattle on feed report, which will be tomorrow afternoon after the markets close. We're looking for total on feed numbers to be 0.7% below a year ago, and September placements at 1.2% above a year ago, and September marketings at 2.7% below a year ago. So, you know, the tighter numbers would, you know, explain the lower cattle on feed than a year ago, as obviously the herd size continues to drop. But placements expected to be higher pretty much among almost all of the private estimates. And most of those suggesting that, you know, the drought in the northern plains pushing cattle off pasture early into the feedlots or into the southern plains. And some of that early wave of cattle that came off the northern plains went to the central and southern plains where there was good grazing conditions. Those cattle did very well. And so they're entering into the feedlots on heavier weights and on a heavier frame. And typically those larger framed animals will finish with a generally higher than average finish weight as well. So we've got that to look forward to. The other thing is with the total on feed numbers, even though they're slightly below last year, the feeling among the trade is that many of those numbers are bunched up toward the front end, that they've been on feed for longer than 120 days. Those numbers are much higher than a year ago, and over 90 days, much higher than a year ago. So these are cattle that will be finishing fairly soon. And so the time slots are important that they get a slot in the packing plant. And that's really where the bottleneck has been for a long time. So the concern is that you're going to see a lot of cattle finishing or getting backed up in the feedlots at a time when the packers simply, A, can't process them or don't want to process them, or you're going to get pasture seasonals when typically the demand tends to back off. Now we're headed into a strong seasonal window right in front of us, so that should help alleviate some of those cattle that have been in for more than 120 days. Normally we get seasonal demand peaking in early December for that holiday run, and that has already started from what we're hearing among the retail trade. So that's encouraging. But once we get into the winter time, you're going to see a lot more numbers become ready to the market. And the question is, A, what kind of weather are you going to have? And B, what kind of packing slots are you going to have? So I think that's really what's going to keep a lid on prices. I think that's the leg down that we're anticipating here through the winter for live cattle and feeder cattle as well. I think the corn market will start to work its way higher through the winter. And so with the lower live cattle market and higher corn, it doesn't bode well for feeders. Now, replacement feeder numbers are going to be tight, and they will continue to be tight, especially as you get into the spring and into the summer, depending on grass availability. So a lot of variables the further out you go, but the bottom line is we still have some work to do to clean up front end supplies on in feedlots, and I think that's going to keep a kind of a weight over the market as we work our way through the winter. But in the meantime, right in front of us, we still look for those another push up into early November for feeders, early December for lives. From that point, if and when we get that kind of a rally, I think that is our opportunity to get the hedges in place, expecting another notable leg down as we work our way through the winter. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.